Siman Shin Vav, Sif Yud Dalad, last Sif in the Siman. Somebody who got a message that his daughter was taken out of their house forcibly on Shabbos and was taken away by the Goyim to try to take her away from Klal Yisrael to convert her to their religion. There's a mitzvah for him to get on the road on Shabbos to try to save her from their hands. Even means going more than 3 parsois, more than 12 mil on Shabbos, which according to various poskim is Issa D'oraisa of Tchumen. And if he doesn't want to go, Bezdin is Gezer on him. According to some Gersas here in Shulchan Aruch, Bezdin forces him to go. Mishnah Berurah explains that it's not just one's daughter, just an example, a common example. Somebody who would do it, he would do it for his daughter. He's the one who's responsible for her. But the truth is, anybody can machal Shabbos to save anybody from the Israel Godel of Chas Shalom be converted to a different religion. Now we're talking about a case of the Goyim forced this daughter of this person out of the house, but forced them out and try to get them. And then, therefore, to jump on the road and go on the wagon and try to go and to save this person from being converted Chas Shalom to a different religion. However, that's because they're forced. But if someone was Peshaya and chose to go off to a different religion, even if the father or some relative or someone else could go maybe try to convince them to come back, then we would not necessarily say to Mechal Shabbos to bring them back. Because we don't tell one person to a chet in order to save a different person from doing an averus. So why should this person Mechal Shabbos in order to save someone else from doing averus? If they were forced into forcibly taken away from their house, so then you have to Mechal Shabbos, which is a small Isser, to avoid them from doing the Surah, the big Isser of being taken over a different religion, being Mechal many Shabbos, etc., of a Zara, etc. But if someone willingly left Yiddishkeit, that we're not going to go to Mechal Shabbos to try to bring them back, we're not going to be over an Isser in order to save them from doing an Isser. Mishnah Berurah says that's only if we have to do an Isser D'oraisa to bring them back. If all we have to do is Isser D'rabbanan, like going out of Tchum of 2000 Amos or any other Isser D'rabbanan, then the Rabbah says that we could or should be over an Isser D'rabbanan in order to try to bring them back to Yiddishkeit and bring them back, they should not be over an Isser D'oraisa, even if they went on their own. Now, that which it says, they can even go out of 3 parsois, Yud Beis Mil, which is potentially an Isser D'oraisa, in order to save this daughter who was forcibly taken away from her home to a different religion. It's just a mashal. Mishnah Berurah says any of the lamatas belachas you could do, because when she goes off the derech, she mechal many Shabbos and do avodah zarah her whole life, and it's more kedai, we should mechal Shabbos one time, that's a small Isser connected that. The Magen Avraham discusses if the girl is under bas mitzvah and they want to take away from Klal Yisrael. Do we tell someone over bas mitzvah to do an avera? The halacha is that Bezin is not mitzvah with the imam fish cotton for doing an avera. Or maybe not. Maybe over here we do it because it's bikuch nefesh. Someone's bikuch nefesh, mechal Shabbos to save a cotton's life. Because chal Shabbos achre shishma Shabbos harbe. Here also, we should mechal one Shabbos to save this cotton or katana from mechal many Shabbos the whole life, even after bar bas mitzvah. The Magen Avraham is besubik and Shabbos brings to Eli Rabba at the Pesach is that we should go and save her, even if she's now she's a katana. Because we don't save her, she's going to stay by the goyim even when she's over bas mitzvah. The Ramah has to look at Siman Shinchov Chesef Yud. Mishnah Berurah explains over there. Them over there discusses somebody who want to force them to do a big avera or not machal Shabbos to save them. Mishnah Berurah explains not steer it over here. It's not a contradiction. Over there, they want to force them to do a big avera one time. Even if it's a big avera, even avera zara or not machal Shabbos to stop them. Chol Shabbos is also a big avera. It's similar to avera zara. It's comparing Chazal to avera zara. But here, there's going to be a mummer. She can be part of their religion the whole life. Machal Shabbos forever. Here, this kedai, she's being forced away. This kedai for us to machal Shabbos try to bring her back. The Knesset Gdolah says that one, by going out of Tchum on Shabbos to be Noikim Nikmas Ovim from people who killed his father from Reitzchim is Mutter. Magram asks that why is it better than any other Tzarech Mitzvah you now go out of Tchum just to do something as a Tzarech Mitzvah? That's end of the Siman Shavov, Shin Zayin, similar in Dine Shabbos Kalim Bediber. It says, V'chibatim Yasayis Terechach, Mimtzer, Chavetzchav, Dabar Dover. Dabar Dover, Shulchan Aruch, Shin Zayin, Tzav Aleph, that your speech on Shabbos should not be the same as your speech during the week. And therefore, it's also a speak on Shabbos in about Malachas you're going to do during the week, to say, Dover Pliny Es Lamacha, I'm going to do Dover Pliny Lamacha, a certain thing. Mishnah Berurah explains, you're not allowed to say that you're going to do something which is a Malacha, or even Issa D'Rabban on Shabbos, you're not allowed to say on Shabbos, you're going to do it on Sunday after Shabbos. To the point that the Mishnah Berurah says that some Achronim say that you can't even say you're going to rise save a Torah the next day, because even though it's a Dvar Mitzvah, but it's a Malacha to rise save a Torah. That's also Nichol on the Sisser. But other Achronim, like Rabba, my Mordechai Begeisa, they argue and they say for Dvar Mitzvah it's Mutter. However, it's Baruch HaTchilat Yimachber, if it's unnecessary to speak the sound Shabbos, then try to avoid it. But if there's a chashta by not speaking out clearly, it's going to be a srashta, it's not going to be happening, then definitely everyone agrees that's mutter, to mazaris oneself, a mir l'gvaya, speak out one's going to do a mitzvah, it's like a neder, it's like a nidre shemayim, and one could and should speak out, they're going to do it. So for draw mitzvah, the armach mirim, the maisim was b'chara mekel, it's possible, it's better to avoid saying going to do a malacha after Shabbos, even for draw mitzvah, but one's afraid if they don't speak out now, the mitzvah's not going to happen, they definitely should speak it out. So back to the Mechaber, that said that you're not allowed to say you're going to do Dvar Pliny L'mochar, if Dvar Pliny is L'mochar, even Yisra Bonan, you're not allowed to say I'm going to buy a certain Schreira tomorrow, that's also Yisra Bonan to do on Shabbos. Even Sichas Dvar Mitalim, it's Osti Marba to speak a lot of Dvar Mitalim on Shabbos. That's how far the Shulchan Aruch goes. Mishmurik explains to me, even there's no mention of Yisra Malach at all, and even there's no Gnayin Kals Reish, because then Stam will be also to speak, just to speak Dvar Mitalim, things are a waste of time and unnecessary, it's Osti Marba, it's also to speak a lot about it on Shabbos. It's not what Shabbos is there for.